to the Disney Podcast with Chloe. Today we'll be discussing one of my favorite movies in the world. It is called Onward. If you haven't seen it yet, you could watch on Disney Plus or buy it at one of the stores for about like $15. But anyways, so let's get started. So I'm gonna talk about Onward. So Onward is a special movie. And I just want to share it with you. And if you haven't seen it, if you're interested in it, here's the story. So it is about two elflings, and their dad died before the youngest elfling was born. And so the youngest elfling wanted to know about his dad. So on his 16th birthday, mother got a present from the dad, and she told the two brothers that to give it to them when they are over 16. And surprisingly, what was inside the present was a magical wand from back centuries ago and a phoenix gem. They read the paper. It said it brings dad back to life for one day till sunset. When sunset, he disappears. So they tried it, the oldest brother tried it out, but it didn't work. So when it was around like nighttime, the elfling tried it himself, or he didn't really say the word, but he held the wand. And the wand became very magical, and the phoenix gem, and they were gonna form, and it was doing the magic. And so the brother burst in, and then they saw that that their meet dad. But all of a sudden, the phoenix gem got wrong, and it stopped working. It was like all over the place, and it's cracked, and then it exploded. But So all they could see for dad was his legs and not the top part. So they were gonna go on the quest to get the phoenix. There's only like probably two in the world, and there was one of them that broke. So they went to this quest to find the second phoenix gem to get their dad have a top part. So they were on the quest. So their mom didn't know that they went off. So the bigger brother has a game, but it's based in real life. So they go to the Manticore place to get the Phoenix Gem map, but it turned out it'd be like a restaurant. And they were trying to get the Phoenix Gem map from the Manticore. It's a Manticore. So Manticore got like, it was in their stealth and blew the cavern on fire. And the map burned. So they brought the kid's map, but the youngest brother, didn't think it was real. And it was based on the real map. And so anyways, the mom came to the Manticore's cavern, and the Manticore went with the mom to help find the mom's sons. And so anyways, after continuing with the brothers, they go off, and the map had, it says Raven something. I can't quite remember. But anyways, so yeah. So anyways, they go on the quest and they got the map. And so there's a hint that gave them there is a raven that points towards like to lead to some place. So there was so they followed that, and after a long time, the raven statue pointed down to his metal cylinder thing, or as a circle, And so they broke it open, and so they're under like in a sewer. And so there was this thing called a gelatin cube, and so it like traps people when they die. But okay, so let's continue. So yeah, it goes after them, but they go really fast. But it's kind of just makes me so nervous because like they're about to die like any minute if they don't run any faster. But they made it because, you know, it's a Disney movie. So so anyways, they lead to this thing. There's a star at the bottom and there's a star at the top. And they were thinking not to touch it, but they were actually supposed to touch it. But they didn't do it. So anyways, the water came up, and otherwise, if they didn't touch the star on the bottom and then touch the star at the top, then they would probably, like, you know, drown. So anyways, the dad with the no top part, they put him down to the bottom, and click on the star, and they found, and then the top part, like, swooshed open. And so they made it out. And so yeah, and so did the dad. So when they climbed the ladder, it turns out they were right where we started, right in the front of the school. They just like went around in a circle. And so it turns out, so the youngest brother got a little bit upset. So the older brother was looking, trying to find the Phoenix Gem. There was like this fountain and people were gonna build it, like tear it down. But, so anyways, so he's trying to find the Phoenix Gem because he thinks it's in there, and then he clicks something, and then at the top of it, it shows a Phoenix Gem. So they get that, and so the older brother goes after the younger brother and tells him that he found a Phoenix Gem. So anyways, okay, so, but there was a curse. There was a curse, and so it made it's all the garbage stuff turn into a dragon and try to attack them. And finally, the mother and the manticore came around and found the mother's son. And then they try to attack the dragon so they could meet dad because it was almost sunset. So the sad part's about to come. So the older brother was staying there to meet dad, and then younger brother, who never even met his dad, came to attack the dragon. He finally did, but there was a garbage pile up on top of him, and he could only see a little peek of his dad talking to his older brother. His dad talking to his son, his older son, and so they never met. The youngest son and her dad never met, and so it's pretty sad if you ask me. And then just 1 minute later, he disappears. And so, but so yeah, it's pretty sad, but then it turns good again, and it's kind of like magical again, kind of around now. So and story, but yeah, it's the end. So but it's a really sweet movie, and if you guys watch it, I think you guys would like it. But yeah, it's really sweet. You could find, if you have Disney Plus, you could find it, and or you could buy it from Target or Walmart just for a couple of bucks. But it's really sweet, and yeah, it's really nice. But anyways, I would give it a 5-star rating, but yeah, it's just, I can't stop talking about it. but yeah, it's really nice. But yeah, that's the story of what, it's not every detail, but it's probably what you'll expect to see, and you'll be right to see that. But I didn't mean if I spoiled it or anything, but yeah, I didn't mean to spoil it for other people who haven't seen it, but it's really sweet, and I didn't say every detail, so it's kind of spoiled it, but not quite. But anyway, so yeah, if you do watch it, I'm just gonna tell you, hope you enjoy, and I hope you have a nice rest of your day, or have a good night or a good morning. Yeah. All right. Bye.